Scripture reading, Daniel chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 and 8. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Devotional. Nebuchadnezzar and his Babylonian armies, with their gods, conquered Jerusalem and carried off most of the city's inhabitants as slaves. One of those was a young teenager named Daniel. Cut off from his family, teachers, friends, food, culture, and language, Daniel was brought into the Babylonian court and sent to the best university in the land. There he was forced to study a pagan way of viewing the world, including myths, astrology, sorcery, and magic, all of which were banned in Israel. In an effort to assimilate Daniel, the Babylonians even changed his name. He would now be called Belteshazzar. The king of Babylon had one simple goal: to eliminate Daniel's distinctiveness as a god follower and absorb him into the values of their culture. Yet Daniel resisted the enormous power of Babylon. He remained reflective and prayerful, not leaving the issue of his interior life or his integrity to chance. While we know little of the specifics, it's clear that Daniel oriented his entire life around loving God. He renounced certain activities, such as eating the king's food, and engaged in others, such as daily prayer. Despite the hostile environment in which he found himself, Daniel not only fed himself spiritually, but he kept his integrity and blossomed into an extraordinary man of God. Question to consider: in what areas of your life, values, attitudes, activities, lifestyle, choices, etc., might God be calling you to follow Daniel, to resist the values of the culture? Prayer. Lord, I need vision and courage to approach my relationships like Daniel, especially at work and home. Rather than just passively going along with the crowd, help me to live what I believe, to speak and to act with integrity. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.